Hey,
it's a nice day. I gotta get out on the tractor. Let's
this
go.
Fun Friday train
do some
is
farming.
Rolling.
Brataloni's Hardware and Garden Stores brings you Garage Logic Podcast number 1,281.
Let's do it.
April 5th, 2024. 85 degrees on this day just 3 years ago in 2021. And it was 12 degrees not long ago on this day in 1979. And now the water is not ready for swimming yet, but that means it's a great time to get aquaside and get ahead of the curve. Get that swimming area all cleaned up, get rid of the algae, get rid of the weeds. So the first time it hits 75 or 80 and the kids go down there and jump in, they won't be screaming and shrieking and fearful of underwater creatures. Aquaside gets rid of all that stuff. They've been maintaining Great Lake Shores for more than 60 years with a complete line of lake and pond control products. They're easy to use, they work quickly, and they're safe. They're registered with the EPA and DNR. Don't let the weeds overtake the whole swimming area. Call Aquaside today. Explain what you're looking at. They'll get you the right products, and your place will look great all summer long. Call Aquaside at 1-800-328-9350. Or go to aquaside.com.
Leroy!
Oh, I got to do the ice out. I got to do the ice out.
Right. Leroy was about to kick off the ice out dates. Best of luck, Mayor.
Minnetonka went out on this day in 1895, 1896, 1930. White Bear went out on, 2015. White Bear has no ice outs for this day. Now, there's 169 years between 1855 and now. What are you looking at?
Are you sure?
I'm looking at hope.
Of all those years, only 16 ice outs are not in the month of April.
Holy crap.
I'll play the damn song.
Hail the Flashlight King.
Hail you!
And now, from the mayor's office above the boathouse on the east shore of Spoon Lake, it's Garage Logic with Chris Reavers manning Technology Corner, Kenny Olson from the Krabby Coffee Shop, John Hite in the newsroom, and of course, the rookie. Here is your Flashlight King, Fireworks Commissioner, and the Keeper of Common Sense, your mayor. Joe Sushi.
Every one of you is on double secret probation.
Including that. The guy that just drank out of a fruit cup?
You want a sip?
You know, Reavers is all worked up because the governor had a proclamation today naming April Second Chance Month. And Reavers has it. He mistakenly believes this means Walls wants to run around and release people. Two things about this. It's one of those whereas deals, and it says, be aware of the people who've had criminal justice experience, and they need a second chance, and maybe you can give them a job or whatever. First of all, do you know how many of these things governors do?
How many?
About 10 a day. We got one, for God's sakes, right. from Mark Dayton. Plus, this is the same thing that's showing up in other states. So the political class is currying favor with various constituencies by making April Second Chance Month. Okay, are you calmed down now?
This has been around for 7 years.
Been around a long time.
And it first started as a bipartisan resolution in the U.S. Senate that passed unanimously. Every senator voted for it, and it's been in a bunch of states with a bunch of Republican and Democratic governors issuing the Second Chance Month proclamation since then, including some fairly conservative ones like Brian Kemp and Mike DeWine and John Bel Edwards. So
now let's clear up some things.
I'm still outraged.
Let's clear up some things. For example, how you fly from here to Australia and what direction you'd face. Our friend Carl Baer in Northfield emailed me. He's a former pilot, Navy, Northwest Airlines, the whole deal.
Yeah.
I think Navy. I'm a little behind on the podcast, but wanted to mention The Great Circle by Maggie Shipstead. That's the book I've been raving about. She, the character in The Great Circle, wishes to fly around the globe vertically.
Right.
My wife gave me the book for Christmas, never having heard your endorsement. And I started reading it while on vacation in the Cayman Islands about 9 weeks ago.
Tough time.
The first 200 pages were kind of rough going, especially the sections dealing with Hollywood and movie making. But then my interest really picked up when Marion, she's the lead character, learned to fly, and Jamie, the character's brother, started painting for a living. You'll have to explain this to the rest of the gang because it gets very complicated. Mm. And Carl, I'm not going to waste my breath trying to explain a good book to them. Being both a pilot, world traveler, and ex-Navy, yes, Navy, there was a lot to enjoy in reading the book. For what it's worth, I have visited a lot of locations in the book. I spent much time in Alaska, where I've known many pilots. Also visited many times in Hawaii, Montana, England, Sweden, Canada, but never to Spitsbergen or Antarctica. Maggie Shipstead's knowledge about aviation and navigation is very accurate and makes for fascinating reading for pilots. So when can we expect an interview with Ms. Shipstead during Author's Corner? I don't know. The book's a little old. One slight correction for you. If you were to fly from Minnesota directly to Australia, mm-hmm. are you paying attention now? Mm-hmm. Your flight path would go over San Francisco, south of Hawaii, just a little north of Fiji, then straight on to Sydney. I have flown from Sydney to L.A., and it's the longest nonstop flight we flew at Northwest Orient, about 13 hours. Carl Bear, Northfield.
Wow.
Over Frisco, south of Hawaii, just a little north of Fiji, and then bing, bang, boom, into Sydney.
That shows how long ago that was. Northwest Orient.
Yeah. Airlines, gone. Yeah. Then they have the gong, remember?
That's a long time to be over the water.
Man, that's
a long time for me to be blackout drunk.
Yeah.
Boy.
Anne writes, Joe, I wanted to write to agree with you that dying by elephant is not a bad way to go. I mean this with all respect to the local woman we lost. I was just saying yesterday, you know, if I had to choose,
dying
by elephant wouldn't be that bad. Yeah. Now, she wasn't 30 years old. She was 79. And yes, you can make the argument that she had many years left. In fact, get me her name, please. It's in the paper. Get me her name. And she, upon her return, one of her kids said they were going to go skydiving. So she was an adventurous gal.
She also golfed 4 times a week, yeah, Joe. I saw that in a story today.
She's a woman after my own heart.
There you go.
And she died by elephant. And Anne writes, I went to Tanzania. In October of 2023. I had saved for that trip for 10 years.
Gail Mattson.
God rest her soul. I had saved for this trip for 10 years. I love elephants, and my main goal was to see as many elephants as possible in their habitat. At one of the parks, we were watching a herd with matriarchs, babies, and young elephants. We started out pretty far away, but they ended up coming our way. I was filming with my iPhone when a young bull decided he did not like our location. He made aggressive movements, trumpeted, then ran toward us. Our guide, who was the best, had quietly started the Jeep and began to back up. I was still standing on my seat, hanging out of the top and filming. I will tell you that I thought for a moment to sit down, but decided to keep filming. I believed if we were going to get injured or die, I would have great video for my adult male. What's that mean? Her husband, maybe? Something like that.
Yeah.
All this to say, we know not the time, but I would pick an elephant rampage over lingering illness or old age in a nursing home. Side note, the Serengeti is breathtaking. You should go. You won't regret it. Sincerely, Anne Deneen. Thank you, Anne.
What about the diarrhea, though? Isn't there a lot of diarrhea there?
And Willard Munger, you're all on double secret probation for your interruptions.
Well, you're going to be on major dengue if you don't.
Well, maybe if you'd take a breath every now and then,
Do I get to talk to the show at all today?
And Willard Munger weighs in saying, I'll take death by rogue elephant at age 79 any day. Why die quietly? Plus, think of all the family lore. Well, great Uncle Bill died in the war. He was a hero. Grandpa Sven died at 110. He lived a long life. Yeah, but Grandma Betty was crushed by a rogue elephant. What a way to go. then it would be embellished over time. There was right. Grandma Betty standing out in the Serengeti, staring down the packager yeah. with her wooden spoon, yelling at Jumbo to behave. And
wooden
then,
spoon.
Boom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Her roller. Yeah. That roller thing.
Rolling pin.
Yeah. Wasn't the Serengeti featured prominently in, I believe, a tune featured on Garage Logic? I Bless the Rains Down in Africa by Toto.
Angie yes. Ludwig.
Yes.
Oh, she loved that song.
She liked that song?
Africa by Toto? Come on.
That was her favorite remake, song. Which was a great remake, by the way.
An average song.
Weezer? What's up,
Weezer?
It wasn't
even average, Joe. It was awful. But Angie loved it.
Right, so we liked it.
Yeah.
I can't talk music, so.
No, you shouldn't, because your tastes are very questionable.
Right, and, John.
I just can't. I can't get involved.
No, you have no taste. You think that Toto. If you think Toto had a good song there, you really need to be hospitalized.
I can't get involved.
Yeah.
Wait. Do you not want to whip it into shape?
Go for it.
Is that those people that wore the flower pots?
Whip it good.
It's not too late.
I suppose John liked them too.
I can't comment.
His
can't
favorite
comment
was Turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese.
That's the
I
Vapors.
Really think so.
That's all I can say about that song. So
what did
Wasn't
you say?
That Devo?
That's the Vapors.
I thought
Turning
Devo
Japanese.
That. Yeah.
No. Well, maybe they covered it, but the hit was.
You know, Rookie, if you wouldn't interrupt so much, I would have heard what John said.
Huh?
I didn't say much because I can't really talk about music anymore. So
is it fair that Biden wants to ban menthol cigarettes?
Okay. This, I was upset about this when St. Paul did this, and I don't know if anybody else has said this, but to me, this is racism at its finest. It's outward, blatant. We hate you, black people, and here's what we're going to do to prove it.
I don't understand why black males, is my experience. I don't know about females. I don't know what the attraction is of menthol cigarettes. When I smoked, I did not like menthol.
I would occasionally buy a pack of Newports or Cools. I loved them.
I wonder why.
My wife, yeah,
especially when you get the flu or you're sick. Oh, they're wonderful. They actually make you get better.
My old man, when he was trying to wean himself off the straight Luckies, smoked Alpine.
Alpine.
Oh, I don't know if I know that, bro.
Oh, yeah, Alpine. They were a menthol cigarette.
Oh. Huh.
In any event, the FDA is wishing to ban menthol cigarettes. St. Paul has already made it impossible to buy menthol cigarettes in St. Paul. I don't know why. They don't have the courage to just ban cigarettes.
The excuse they're using is they lump menthols in with flavored tobacco. And the reason they want to ban flavored tobacco is to protect the kiddos.
Well, B as in B, S as in S, because menthols have been around forever.
Forever.
They preceded flavored cigarettes or flavored tobacco. I mean, people were smoking menthols in the 40s and 50s. For
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I'm on the side of people who do not want to ban menthols. Show me something. And I mean this seriously. Why does Biden always look mean? He's always angry.
He does look mean.
But he's got that angry old man look.
He's got the nasty look.
Part of it is he's not quite sure where he is.
Right.
I would be mad, too, if I never knew where I was.
Where am I?
But I'm trying to figure out why there isn't a big hue and cry over this, Joe. And is it just because there's hardly any smokers left anymore?
I think that's a good answer.
They're like $10 a pack now.
Yeah, I it's been a long time. 1987, I quit cigarettes.
Speaking of, I'm coming up on my one-year anniversary here at the beginning of May.
I think that's good.
Now, when I have my celebratory smoke, am I allowed to kill a whole pack, or do I just get one?
See, here's the problem. You don't get a celebratory light-up on the year anniversary
date. Well, yeah, it's a celebration. No. I've made it a year.
Well, if you think you can do that, and then and then.
Do we get him?
And then not have another one.
Extended
go ahead.
Play version?
Do we send you a cake? Do we get you a card?
Yeah, no. Cigars.
Oh, okay.
Sure. Swisher Sweets, unflavored.
I gave up the smokes. Swisher I'm on the cigars.
Yeah. I never thought I would see the day when I looked forward to a woman's basketball game. I really, that's a very novel for me.
I will add to that a text from Bob. Am I able to get ESPN on the Amazon Fire Stick tonight?
What are you talking about?
My dad. He's got a fire stick. He doesn't have cable. He's got a fire stick.
I would imagine the answer is yes.
He's worried about watching the game, is my point.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you mentioned women's college basketball.
Yes.
Because, Joe, in my infinite quest to find audio for the Garage Logic podcast.
You mean when you're not eating?
Correct. Really? Or looking at baseball highlights. I found audio of your vice president of the United States talking about the inequities of women's sports versus college sports. Are you ready?
Yes.
It's quite a buildup.
Do you know? Okay, a bit of a history lesson. Do you know that women were not, the women's teams were not allowed to have brackets until 2022? Think about that. And what that talk about progress, that. You know, better late than never, but progress. And what that has done, because of course, when, you know, I had a bracket, it's not broken completely, but I won't talk about my bracket. But you know what, just how we love March Madness, and even just now allowing the women to have brackets and what that does to encourage people to talk more about the women's teams, to watch them. Now they're being covered. You know, and this is the reality. People used to say, oh, women's sports, who's interested?
How long is this gas bag talk?
Too long.
Doesn't that sound like this is something she looked up on her phone on Wikipedia on the limo ride over? This is what talk radio sounds like when you don't do show prep.
I'll give you a tidbit. I don't even
know.
I'll give you a tidbit. I don't remember where I read it. Maybe in the local papers, either yesterday or today. Caitlin Clark, from embryonic age, all she ever wanted to do was go to Connecticut, and Connecticut ignored her. Mm-hmm. They did not recognize her talent coming out of high school.
Which is odd, because they do recruit this area, and I'm including Iowa with us.
Well, look at Paige Buechler. She's from here.
Extensively, yes.
So that gives you another added side story tonight.
Go Hawkeyes.
Caitlin Clark, who's desperately wanted to go to UConn and be a Husky. Are they the Huskies?
Yes.
Had to settle for being a Hawkeye, and she's turned that into a gold mine.
Go ahead, Johnny. Sorry.
No, I was just going to say, I think you probably saw that in the Wall Street Journal today, Joe. I saw the same
that's
article.
That's what I saw.
I think, though, that we owe the Biden-Harris ticket a lot of thanks. They created
brackets?
A women's bracket in 2022.
I didn't
how
know
did they that.
That
is just, how did they know how?
Thank
it seems
you.
To me I've seen them prior to that.
Not only have we seen them, I remember in Mankato in 99 doing a women's bracket for Division freaking II basketball. Yeah.
Doesn't it seem, you guys, that maybe this is the obvious and I shouldn't bother, but doesn't it seem when an elected official gets involved with something cool that the country likes, it just lessens the whole experience.
Yes.
It just makes it less.
100%.
So what's more embarrassing, her saying this or Lieutenant Governor Flanagan doing the abortion bracket she did last week?
They're equally embarrassing.
Got it.
Michelle Tafoya and I are going to host a cocktail hour at the Metropolitan Club in Golden Valley this coming Thursday, a week from last night.
Do we get to come and heckle?
And the topic is the conflation of sports and politics. And the more I think about it is, of course, everything is now political.
Sure.
Everything.
Sure.
So I think it's going to be an interesting chat.
I'm going to go.
Well, I hope you get a ticket.
Yeah. I mean,
look at me.
I need to pony up the money. But
I'm actually going to be in town next Thursday, the 11th. And
it's 5:30 to 7:30.
I am definitely not going.
Sponsored by the Center of the American Experiment.
I'm looking forward to it.
John Hinderacher will moderate.
Okay. I am going to go sit in the parking lot of a convenience store and eat Doritos instead.
Okay. What flavor?
Cool Ranch.
Okay. Who's grilling tonight?
Ding, ding, ding.
I'll tell you what I'm doing. You want to know what I'm doing?
And you've got grunt stuff, don't you?
I have rookie burgers.
All right.
That I'm going to cook on my Blackstone grill.
Ooh, I might need to make a run.
These are rookie burgers you got at the new Grunhofer's location on Highway 96 in White Bear.
Super
in Birch Lake Square.
Can't miss it.
Can I ask a question? Which location is closest to here, in all honesty?
White Bear.
That one.
Would it be the White Bear one?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
then I'm going
but
for sure.
But it's not far. I mean, the flagship is not that far away, up 61 north of Hugo.
Okay.
And then the Forest Lake Story immediately east of 35E on 97.
This is the southernmost location.
It is. Yes. Spencer really spread out, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
He's got northern Ramsey County all and set. Parts of Washington County
locked
completely
down.
Locked
no,
up.
Exactly.
So all your grilling needs are available at Grunhofer's Old Fashioned Meats, and there's a buy one, get one offer on brats, which is a good way to taste the new brats because new flavors are coming out all the time. You can check that out on Facebook and Instagram. Easter has come and gone. I'm sure you did enjoy, or maybe you still are enjoying the leftover double smoked hams. But it's a full meat market. I mean, it's steaks, chops, chicken, fish, everything.
You know what it was last night?
What?
Leftover panini ham and Swiss sandwiches.
From the double smoked
ham? From the double smoked.
I bet that was pretty good.
That was the best buy. That's the best ham I've ever had.
Really?
And I take my hams very seriously.
Yes, you do. You do. But when you speak of this, there's almost a theological reverence that comes over your voice.
You know what I've done? My prep work.
Yes, you have.
Yeah. And but you, the rest of the show, zero.
But in your prep work, you have always recommended Grunhofer's.
Yes, 100%.
It's Grunhofer's Old Fashioned Meats. The new store is in White Bear on Highway 96 in the Birch Lake Square. The flagship original Grunhofer's is just north of Hugo on Highway 61. And you can keep going and catch the Forest Lake store on Highway 97. You're on your way up north this weekend. You swing off 35E. Go east on 97, and there's Grunhofer's right there. Grunhofer's Old Fashioned Meats.
Not a Garage Logic town council member. Here's what you're missing.
What are you doing?
I'm eating an apple.
What are you doing, Joe?
Trying to get people concerned here.
Well, I tried getting your attention, the fact that we went 18 minutes long. Jesus.
What's wrong with that? It's a podcast. You can do whatever you want.
No.
Oh, yes.
Get her going here.
Oh, yeah.
See, we have these things called breaks in which deals with ad insertions.
I know.
I mean, I can get you in on all the meetings if you'd like.
You're
good?
No.
Okay.
Go behind the scenes of Garage Logic with unfiltered audio and video access, invites to exclusive events, an emailed newsletter from the mayor himself, and more by signing up at GarageLogic.com.
That 200-foot fly ball is going to go to right
game at home, Chris.
Who's down
first
some?
Game at home.
Who's doing six we have an earthquake today.
Hi, Kenny. I need an ad from you here.
The Earth is not your mother. The Joe Soucheray Show.
Now that we're back, I'll give you my good stuff.
So, my vast research every day for this show consists of about 2 to 3 minutes worth. In my research, I looked over some notes, seafoam notes and copy that I wrote almost a year ago. And it says, I put the last two sleds to bed yesterday with a big gulp of seafoam in the tank while they were running, and my son got out his two dirt bikes that got a big gulp last fall. They fired up and ran like champs. So fast forward 1 year up to yesterday, I fired up the UTV. That's a Polaris Ranger. Now, a UTV, if you didn't know, is a utility terrain vehicle, also referred to as a side-by-side. Anyway, that's just a small detail meant for just one person's ears. Anyway, this thing jumped to life after cranking over for exactly 1 second. Why? Well, easy. Seafoam last November. I also fired up a John Deere tractor that I put the snowblower on and parked in November. Same thing. Fired right up. I love seafoam. That's the deal. I love talking about it as much as I love using it. It's fast. It's easy to use. It's a no-brainer. And you don't have to think about worrying about, is this thing, is it going to start? Am I going to have to blah, blah, blah? No, of course not. It's always going to start. It's always going to be wonderful. It's going to cure rough idle, loss of power, sluggish acceleration. All of that is cured by Seafoam, and it's easy to find. Look for it everywhere. Everywhere fine automotive chemicals are sold. A worldwide product right here, made right here in the Twin Cities. Seafoam, truly a miracle. Yeah, bad gas, that whole deal.
Huh?
Yeah. Yep.
Got it.
That's it.
Is this Dylan? That's
cool. Yes. This is one of my three favorite bumps he did. This is this one.
See if you guys agree with this. Get a pencil and paper.
Can I do a pen?
These are the thoughts of Victor Davis Hanson, who I follow and I read. I've asked him on the show a couple of times. He's solidly in the Trump camp, and it may be that I am not solidly enough in the Trump camp for him to wish to join us, which is our loss. He's a hell of a thinker. Actually, what he is a war historian, among his other talents. He's also a farmer in California. The 11 ways Biden and his handlers are hell-bent on destroying America. Number one, wipe out a 2,000-mile border. Allow 10 million foreign nationals to enter unlawfully. Have no audit of any. Nullify all federal immigration laws. Let in toxic drugs that kill 100,000 Americans a year. Give free support to those millions who broke the law. Smear any objectors as racists and xenophobes. Anyone agree with that one?
Yep. All of it.
Yeah.
Parts of it.
All of it.
Number two, run up a $35 trillion national debt. Keep adding $1 trillion to it each 100 days and defame anyone wishing to cut wild spending as cruel and inhumane.
All of it.
Number three, appease or subsidize enemies like Iran and China. Demonize allies like Israel. Allow terrorists to attack Americans without adequate response. See Islam as either similar or superior to Christianity. Make amends to leftist governments for supposedly past toxic American international behavior. Follow the lead of international agencies like the UN, ICC, and WHO to atone for past American neocolonial and imperialistic behavior. Recede to second-tier international status befitting American decline. Agree?
All of them.
All of it.
All of the above.
Haidt is the only one who continues to remain silent.
They're all parts, yes, are true. I agree with parts of them and parts of them I disagree with. And certainly every one of the points he's making, he's attached a bit of hyperbole, as you like to say.
Well, parts is parts.
Number four, in a multiracial democracy, redefine identity as only one's tribal affiliation. Boy, you can't argue with that one. Ensure each identity group rivals the other for victimhood and the state spoils it confers. Reboot all political issues by race and sex, oppressors and oppressed. Destroy all meritocratic standards of admission, retention, promotion, and commendation. Absolutely an absolute sentence that describes the failed academy.
By tribal, are we talking political?
Yes.
Politics?
Left and right.
Well,
left, right?
No, your identity is defined by your ethnicity.
Oh.
Oh. I guess I read it to it like Kenny did, I guess.
Well, you don't have any choice, do you, in that matter? I mean,
that's right. Yeah, the tribalism doesn't make sense.
I identify as a dumb old white guy. That's who I was born as.
Number five, yes. Recalibrate violent crime as understandable cry of the heart expressions of social justice. Ensure no bail and same-day release for arrested, repeat violent felons. Empathize with the violent killer and rapist. Ignore their victims, especially if they are slain police officers.
Now, that's a blanket indictment. I don't think everybody across the country is down with that. I think a lot of certain areas are, certainly Hennepin County and Portland, San Francisco,
isn't
Seattle.
He, though, describing just the left with that type of a statement?
Yeah.
Okay.
Number six, emasculate the military by using non-meritocratic standards of race, gender, and sexual orientation to determine promotion and commendation. Deliberately impugn as racist and insurrectionist the largest demographic in the military who in recent wars died at twice their numbers in the population so that they leave or never join the military. Encourage retired high officers to slander their commander-in-chief. Cut the defense budget. Stop producing sufficient weapons but leave billions of dollars worth of arms to terrorists. All right. Number seven. Reinvent the justice system to indict, bankrupt, convict, jail, and eliminate political opponents. use ballot removal, impeachment, civil suits, and state and federal indictments rather than elections to defeat an opponent. Mob the homes of non-compliant Supreme Court justices and attack them personally by name. All right. Number eight, encourage the fusion of a bureaucratic state with the electronic media to form a powerful force for political audit, surveillance, censorship, and coercion. Marry the FBI to Silicon Valley and hire its contractors to warp the news and hound supposed enemies of the people.
I wish we talked about that topic more on GL. That is a really interesting topic to delve into. And it's a bit conspiratorial. And I think there's good arguments to be had on the hell no or the hell yes side. And I think it would be a lot of fun if we'd talk about that more.
Number nine, make war on affordable gasoline and natural gas. Substitute inefficient, unreliable, and expensive wind and solar power, even as energy prices nearly bankrupt the middle class.
Yeah. All right. Hell to the yes. Yeah.
Number 10, marry late, but preferably not at all. Consider males toxic, especially boys. Have no children or as few as possible. Otherwise, assure children they are entitled and must be sheltered. Raise them to have grievances against past generations and current norms.
Everybody hates the toxic males until you actually need one, and then that's always the first person you call on.
And finally, number 11, turn world-class universities into indoctrination centers. Suspend the Bill of Rights on campus. Train youth to graduate despising their own culture and civilization. Recruit foreign students from hostile nations to subsidize campus commissar bloat. Replace the curriculum with therapeutic propaganda. Ban the SAT, ACT, and do not evaluate comparative high school GPAs. Ensure that merit does not select the student body. Charge tuition higher than the rate of inflation. Build the government when students default on their loans.
Hmm.
Yes.
Now, these 11 points have been assigned to the Biden administration, correct? Because you can't say all of those 11 things hold true for the whole left. I mean, there's a separation in the left just as wide as there is in the right.
The headline was 11 ways Biden and his handlers
are hell-bent
on destroying America.
For me anyway, John could probably see it a little differently, but for me it's hard to disagree with those if you're going to pin them on the Biden administration.
And then he goes to this point. Why could those controlling the president be doing all of this?
Well, that's the question we've been asking for a long time.
Okay, he attempts to answer it. Number one, they are delusional and think their socialist and globalist agendas are working and will save us.
I don't think that's it.
Well, there's other choices you can choose. He's attempting to answer
this. I'm crossing them off as we go.
Number two, they are raging nihilists who do not like the U.S. and deliberately want it destroyed as a service to the world. U.S. is preferable to a strong America.
Then
just say yes or no. Let me continue.
No.
Number three, they are Jacobin revolutionaries who are intentionally erasing the old United States as a prerequisite for creating an entirely new America that will arise from the ashes with no trace or even memory of its past.
No.
Well, that's what the mystery is.
Give me number four.
Number four, they have no agenda. These are aimless fools and utter incompetence. These bunglers just wing it day to day in response to what the radical media, academic, and political masters dictate is necessary for them to retain power. They have no idea of the damage they are doing.
Is that Occam's razor or is that Hanlon's razor? It's one or the other there. Yeah, I think I might almost agree with number four. But I'm so full of conspiracy that I think it's something hidden. I think there's a hidden agenda.
He says it's bits of one and three, but probably not four.
Okay. All right.
There is cause for hope among this nihilist remaking of America. The people are fed up and will demand an accounting in the fall. Victor is a senior fellow at the Hoover Institute and the author most recently of The Dying Citizen.
So, by saying one and three, we're giving them credit as being evil geniuses. If we can't figure out what their motive is, they must be beyond reproach.
One is they're delusional. Two is they're raging nihilists. And three, they are Jacobin revolutionaries.
Well,
and he said it's a bit of one through three, but not four, which is they have no agenda. There's an agenda. I think he's saying there's an agenda, but it's really hard to define it. And he believes it's a mix of one and three.
I think it's number five. I think the truth has not come out yet.
Well, number five is a bit of one and three, but probably not.
I think
four.
It's number six then.
That six is unknown to us at this point.
Yeah.
It certainly strikes me as the mystery.
Because one through three just doesn't make sense to me. Why would you want to kill a perfectly good horse?
Every Greek American in Delaware voted for me because they... No. By the way, as some of the Delawareans will tell you, that's where I acquired a nickname I'm very proud of. I am Joe Bidenopoulos.
The hell does that mean?
It's a Greek name.
It's a Greek name.
All right, Herb.
Joe Bidenopoulos.
Do you see at all what I'm saying, or am I just not making any sense to you?
Making a lot of sense.
All right, I'll just quit it then.
John, I'm interested though. In all seriousness, I don't want to fight. What do you disagree with?
I disagree. I think all of these points certainly make points. I also think they're to the nth degree of everything, if that makes sense. And all 11. There are parts that I would agree with and parts I would disagree with.
Give me a specific example.
And I think the left in general, and again, Joe, like Joe said, he's saying it's the Biden administration, which may very well be true if you want to count it as that. But I don't think the whole left thinks this way, obviously.
Yeah.
And I think you could do this with any administration, depending on what side you're on. I mean, I could make 11 probably about, Obama or Trump administrations, and do the same thing.
But don't you think we're at a point in our Constitution, in the United States of America, where we have seen it to the extreme more than at any other point in our lifetime?
I think I can solve
the Constitution.
I think I can help everybody.
Let's go.
We're all in agreement about one crucial fact, and that is since about 2020, something ain't right. Are we in agreement with that?
Yeah, sure.
Something ain't right.
Right.
Now, John is right insofar as Victor, to make his points, is going to be terribly strident. He is firmly... The Biden administration revolts him. He just can't take it. It just revolts him.
That's what I love about him.
Yeah. And so there is a certain degree of overstatement and a certain degree of exaggeration. And so the way to look at those 11 points is that they all contain grains of truth. But rather than argue about the minutia, the important thing to realize is that unlike the past, where we might have said, something feels a little off kilter, so much currently feels off kilter. I mean, the sun came up today. Yeah. It's gorgeous.
We got an eclipse coming.
There's some gas at the gas station, and we have a job, and we're still affording food, although it's getting getting extraordinary. There was a good piece in the Wall Street Journal about food prices today. They're really up significantly.
Yes.
Yeah.
There you go.
But the point is, never before has it seemed like so many fundamental principles are out of whack.
Yes. Yeah. But you mentioned the high food prices.
We were proud once. We were proud of our energy production. We were proud that we were able to produce it. We were proud that our population could move freely. We were popular that had become we were happy that had become popular.
But it's so many people, though, Joe, with the cost of these things, whether it's energy, gas, food prices, housing, whatever. Yes, they're still making it, but they're at a cost of everything else.
I understand.
Where you're not choosing.
I think, didn't I say that? Things are out of whack?
We all agree on that. What we don't agree on, and I think you might be wrong, is the why. The why does not make sense to me. Why are we killing a perfectly good horse? Why are we setting ourselves back 100 years? This start over thing that we keep talking about every day, the reset button. Why? It doesn't make any sense.
I can still answer that. It's not clear to me. Well, it's then you haven't been paying attention.
Oh my God, I'm here every day. It's all I think about.
Well, that's what we've talked about endlessly is that I think the root cause is the failed academy. And what I think is that they do not like this country. They have got themselves convinced that it was too patriarchal, it was founded unfairly by white people, and that it must be reinvented or reimagined. They don't like this country.
I would agree with that, and it sounds like a portion of the country wants to throw, and I hate this cliche, but I'm going to use it, the baby out with the bathwater.
Yes.
Certainly there are things we all could agree that the U.S., you know, could change, that, you know, whatever, in its history that were bad. But we don't want to destroy that history. We don't want to destroy the country. However, there's a portion of the left that does.
You know what it is, Joe? For me, you know what my problem is? I can't believe people can be that damn stupid. That's my problem.
Yep.
That's such a stupid notion that it doesn't make any sense that people could actually believe that.
Have you interacted with humanity lately?
Well, I try not to, and that's why.
There are many things right now that make me wonder how people can be as stupid as they are, Candy, and you guys all know at least one of them. So,
imagine a future
I don't understand.
The freight trucks that deliver bread.
It's also a bit haunting and a bit eerie to me that it is entirely clear that Biden is not running the country.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah.
It's entirely clear.
There's a puppet master.
He is. Yeah. He's an old 80. Is he 80?
81, I think.
He's a very old 81. There can be bright, sharp 81-year-olds. He's not one of them.
Well, he's been riding the third rail.
Off with two words. Made in America.
That's three.
Since the early 80s, he's been riding the third rail. He doesn't know what he believes in anymore.
He's been a professional, very undistinguished guy in Washington for many years.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to win and we're going to help. We have plans to build a railroad from the Pacific all the way across the Indian Ocean. We have plans to build in Angola, one of the largest solar plants in the world. I can go on, but I'm not. I'm going off script. I'm going to get in trouble.
Just saying words.
I'm going off script. I'm going to get in trouble.
It's tough to make a train over the ocean.
See, every conversation we have, you could go back to the same thing we've been saying for how long. Look at our choices and how pathetic they are.
Yeah, and you're right, John. The frightening thing is you could say that about Trump, too, with the
every conversation
the
we
Air
have.
Force and the Revolutionary War, whatever the hell that nonsense was.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
One more time.
Happy birthday, dear Valen. Happy birthday to you.
I'm telling you, Joe, all day at the Legion. That's what that sounds like.
Yep.
All day.
Yep. Sally was happy birthday, dear Dalvin.
He stopped in at 11 a.m. for a bump. It's 7 p.m. He's still there.
Or he got a phone call from Linda Keller and Keller Tax Service and got his tax bill.
Oh.
And then he went to the Legion.
Yeah.
So if you got that call from Linda and you need some money, then might I suggest my friends at North American Banking Company, locally owned and operated. And that's big because that means loan decisions. They might be getting a call from me later today.
No, they're made here.
They're
that's
made
important.
Right here in the Twin Cities. They do not send these out of state. So this helps business owners and podcast producers solve problems quickly and expand their business or bottom line with confidence. North American Banking Company deals with numbers every single day, but you are never one of them. When they first opened back in 1998, they made a promise to deliver a better banking experience for their customers, where you know your banker and they know you. And while a lot has changed since then, this commitment to being a true community bank in the Twin Cities, that has not. Six locations to serve you. Mine's in Roseville, but you can also see them at 50th and France, Hastings, Woodbury, Shoreview, and their new location in Maple Grove. They offer the same online and mobile banking options as the other banks, but with the unparalleled service of a community bank. And I'm not kidding. They can do debt consolidation, whether you're looking at expanding your business, anything. It doesn't matter. It's banking done differently. North American Banking Company, member FDIC, is an equal housing lender. Ja.
When are you going to play Rocket?
Would you be like that?
Something similar.
Paint it black, you devil. That's how the Rolling Stone album. It's not that funny.
The Joe Soucheray Show.
All right, sober up, Fly Right Boys. 60 and sunny for our lawns tomorrow, and then rain for our lawns on Sunday into Monday.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's why our guys at ProTurf, they're already sending experienced service techs out assessing lawns, helping people turn that junky, cruddy, brown, patched, achy lawn into a thick, luxurious, lush. Got any more?
This morning, Kenny, while I was sitting here writing news, my Ring doorbell went off.
Yeah.
And guess who was here working on my front lawn?
Already dragging hoses.
Linda Kelly.
What is it? April 5th. They're already out there throwing out their slow-release fertilizer and weed control stuff. That all of it's environmentally safe. It's guaranteed for a superior result. That means a beautiful, healthy lawn. No weeds, no dandelions, broadleaf weeds, none of that. From early spring, early April, until late November. And it all starts with a simple click over to ProfessionalTurf.com to schedule that free in-person estimate. And spend a little time when you're on that website. Surf around. Check out some of the landscape projects that they've done here in the last few years. It's really remarkable the work that they can do. We're talking exceptional lawn care, landscape. Oh, and irrigation service. If you need your irrigation system serviced, woke up, put to bed, whatever, they can do that too. Check them out. Schedule that free estimate. ProfessionalTurf.com.
Kenny, that was a very powerful, moving ad, and I paid rapt attention, but I'm going to let you in on a little secret.
Go ahead.
The mayor of Garage Logic, during your spot, he was listening intently, but he got sidetracked by a Hubbard Broadcasting pen that I have stole from HR.
Stole one from you.
Yeah, you stole one, so you've stolen it twice. So he goes to his paper, and he writes two squiggly lines. Yep. Looks up at me, and he says, I'm keeping this pen.
That's a nice pen.
It's not much of a story, but it's a...
Do you have my beer pen, the one with the girl that takes her shirt off when you tip it upside down?
I do not have that.
Oh, where's
that's
that?
The Schlitz one, the old Schlitz
one. Schlitz one.
That's in there somewhere.
We'll find it.
That story work would be better with a visual, because I watched Joe, and he made the lines, and he went like this.
Hand me that piece
of paper. I want this.
No, hand me the piece of paper. I'm going to hold it up to the camera. So right in the middle, of the...
Oh, we're getting the exclusive show notes.
Or no?
Or yes.
Or no.
Well, not really.
No.
Oh, wait, here we go.
Just give it back to me and let's go here.
Squiggly lines right in the middle.
Oh, here.
Yeah. Here's John Hyde.
Here we go.
Well, thank you, Joe. And this update is brought to you by the North American Banking. North American Banking Company brings you this news. Twins lost the opener yesterday at Target Field. That means they can't have any beer this year.
Oh, wait.
Thank you!
I was not prepared, but I now got the drink.
I've been waiting all day hoping nobody would bring that up.
Got it.
The Twins now have a day off, and they'll be back at it tomorrow, 1 o'clock game.
A couple of observations from Target Field yesterday, if I may. There is an online debate right now on the Chris Reavers / Garage Logic podcast Twitter account. I'm not going to call it X. Is it, in fact, a pontoon? I was up close. I took a close photo, and then I took an overhead photo. After I went to go talk to our guy, Double A, who, all, by the way, says hi to everybody.
Hi, Adam.
Cool.
It's a ding ding.
It's kind of ding ding.
Not a pontoon board. It's a your piece overhead of plywood with some chairs on it.
Yep, your overhead photo, Chris, convinced me. I can't call it a pontoon.
Well,
it's got pontoon chairs.
If it was a regular seat, if you spent, you know, $50 to $60 on it, okay. I'm not renting that thing for $1,500.
Yeah, can we go to Heights News?
Sorry.
Yeah, in the news, extra enforcement focusing on distracted driving is rolling out in Minnesota. According to the Department of Public Safety, over the last few years, distracted driving contributed to one in every 11 crashes. Also, following a couple years of improvements, the number of serious injuries and deaths connected to distracted driving increased in 2023. Now, law enforcement from all agencies across the state will be part of the DPS's distracted driving extra enforcement and awareness campaign throughout the month of April, according to State Patrol Lieutenant Jill Frankfurth. Frankfurth says that while enforcement and ticketing will be a major focus of this campaign, education is just as important.
I don't want to get anybody in trouble, but does you guys see the irony that the people that are left to enforce distracted driving, they themselves are allowed to do distracted driving? Have you ever seen the amount of computers and buttons and screens in a patrol vehicle?
Plus, here's the question I have. How old does your car have to be for you to still be holding the phone in your hand?
Yeah.
Oh, great point.
Everyone should be able to be hands-free.
Should be wired into your dash.
I mean, it's been, what, 10 years?
At least, yeah.
What about me, Joe, where I actually have an 18-inch flat-screen TV in the seat next to me, and I watch old episodes of Hogan's Heroes as I blast down the freeway at 85 miles an hour?
I won't say what I wish would happen to you.
Oh, yikes. Dairy farmers in Minnesota are on high alert for avian influenza. Yes, that is bird flu. As
bird
cows.
Flu coming. I hear the train coming.
The cows are getting bird flu.
How can a cow get bird flu?
Come on.
Well, we should ask the labs of Wuhan how they did that.
Yeah, it's good timing, isn't it?
Pretty amazing. Right.
Bird flu coming.
High quality.
I hear the
bird flu
coming. It's rolling around the bay, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when.
Copyright?
Bird flu.
Probably.
And what time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling.
Did Matthew do this?
Yeah.
This reeks of Matthew. You did a hard-working day that day.
Well, that was a hell of a production.
May I ask a question? Seventh day I rested after that.
You're shoveling coal there.
Where does that rank? And if we did the GL sound effect,
one of his best.
Power rankings, is that top five?
Oh, production quality? Yeah.
That's one of his best.
I think Christmas Hotline was way up there.
Christmas Hotline's really good.
It's not
yeah,
as good
Georgie
as...
Georgie did that.
The farting
well,
one.
It.
Yeah. The one where he named his farts. That's not... That was the best for me.
Yeah, like,
wasn't a rainy night in Boston?
Rainy night in Brooklyn.
How about this one?
Night in Brooklyn.
Author's Corner with Joe Suchere.
That was
just the way you want it.
Just the way you want it.
That doesn't make sense.
Hey, hell does that
another
mean?
Author's Corner
that one, with though. Joe Suchere. The countdown continues.
Countdown to what?
There's so many of those. He did so many of those. I have to believe that you were smoking crack that day. The amount
Author's
of energy.
Corner.
That-
Suchi style. Who will it be next?
There's none of Author's them make Corner. Sense. Suchi style. Who will it be next?
Suchi style.
And every
it's
author-
time for Author's Corner with Joe Suchere. And this one is a strike.
Boy, I was underpaid.
And every author looked at me like, what is this?
What the hell is this?
What is this?
Ladies and gentlemen of Garage Logic, it's time for another segment of Author's Corner with Joe Suchere. Author's Corner. Sometimes it gets a little bit crazy.
That one.
Oh, my
I had to edit those down. The boing, boing.
You got the public radio one?
Oh, my
where
God.
Where he's in the public radio
okay,
voice
hold on,
of
yeah.
Author's Corner.
Let me just
but you've got some prima donna narcissistic author who's been around the world.
Listen to this one.
Sit right down for Author's Corner. Let's all have some fun. Listen up to Suchere, because before you know it, it's done.
Seconds. No.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen of Garage Logic, favorite. It's time to gear up for Suchere's Author's Corner.
I'll bet you there was an hour or more of work that put into that. Needs some all of those.
Oh my god!
Yikes!
What was the one when I did the NPR? Was that the Mitch Rapp intro?
Oh, wait, you were looking for NPR. I'm sorry. If we're in the, as long as we're in the corner,
let's go.
It's time for Author's Corner. Now, here's Joe Souchere.
Oh, that was the best.
It's time to jam with the mayor of GL with another Author's Corner. Author's Corner with Joe Souchere.
That's enough. John's trying to do the news.
Back to the bird flu. The cases.
I love you, rookie. Thank you very much, guys.
Confirmed by the U.S. Department of Ag last week. This marks the first known cases of bird flu in cattle. Dr. Mandy Cohen's, the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, says the fact that it is in cattle raises our concern level. Minnesota is home to nearly 500,000 dairy cows. It's unusual. We need to monitor it, said Joe Armstrong, a veterinarian and cattle production systems educator with the U of M's Extension. When asked if bird flu could spread to cows in Minnesota, he responded, "I would be surprised if it's not here already." Armstrong said, so far, the infected cows in other states are not dying from bird flu, but they are getting sick for days at a time.
What's Fauci say about it?
He's retired, remember? Star Tribune reporting.
Good afternoon and welcome to Author's Corner on Garage Logic. This afternoon in the corner, we have number one New York Times best-selling phenomenon, Vince Flynn. Mitch Rapp. What will happen to him this time? This Author's Corner includes excerpts from a very professional announcer who is available to fill the audiobook. Vince Flynn. Joe.
Oh, yeah. He worked in a plug.
Hell yeah.
For himself.
Son of a bee never hired me either.
Right.
Just Star made Tribune. Me a dog in his book.
That sounded like Janice Borman.
Yes, it can.
It did.
The Smoking Marathon.
Maybe she's got a side gig.
Good.
Well, she's working at the convenience store, though. I remember that.
Yep.
Star Tribune reporting 6 weekly newspapers in the Southwest Metro will cease publication by the end of April. Publisher Southwest News Media announced yesterday. And 2 sister papers in central Minnesota also ending publication.
Please tell me one of them is not the Staples World.
It's not. According to the announcement, the Chaska Herald, Chanhassen Villager, and Jordan Independent will publish their final editions April 25. 3 others will cease operation on the 27th, the Shakopee Valley News, Prior Lake American, and Savage Pacer. The Hutchinson Leader and Litchfield Independent Review, which are also published by Crow River Media, also will shut down by the end of the month. All the papers are owned by Media News Group, Denver-based company owned by hedge fund Alden Global Central.
Who owns the Pioneer Press?
I was just getting to that, Joe. Yes, the St. Paul Pioneer Press.
Do you have another announcement?
Is a Media News Group paper. No word on their. Never mind. The closings will leave the communities without the longtime local papers. 2 of these papers, the Shakopee Valley News and Chaska Herald, have been published for more than 160 years. Oof.
Such, I have a serious question for you. Maybe you don't know. When the hedge funds bought these papers, including your paper, were they bailing them out and saving them from going under, or were the sellers of those papers cashing in? What happened there?
The latter.
Damn. Not what I wanted to hear.
What this AH at Alden Capital did, something Smith. But look up Alden Capital. Is it Russell Smith? All he did is he just picked the bones of all these papers.
Yeah.
There's not much left.
Randall B. Smith.
Randall Smith.
How you doing, Randy?
It's too bad too, because I had I knew a lot of people that worked for both the Chaska, the Chan, and the Jordan newspapers. It's a shame.
It's cutting off your sense of place if you live 100%. In those areas.
Yep.
Because, you know, you can laugh at those small town newspapers, but it really gives you a sense of place, and you know what's going on in your little area. I'm sorry to say it, your community.
You know who could swoop in and save the day here in all seriousness?
Glenn Taylor.
I doubt that he has any interest in that.
But why wouldn't he, from just the printing side of it alone?
I don't know.
Or from humanitarian reasons.
He could become the hero. To save the, it's just, it's a shame. It really is.
Denver Post, Chicago Tribune, Boston Herald, Orange County Register.
The Chicago Tribune. Randall owns that, huh?
Yep.
That's Let me tell you shame. Something. It doesn't even exist anymore. Oh, they don't cover an Illinois football game. Illinois.
Oh, that's right. I remember you and Royce talking about
Alden has a reputation for sharply cutting costs by reducing the number of journalists working on its newspapers. In March 2018, Margaret Sullivan, the media columnist for The Post, called Alden one of the most ruthless of the corporate strip miners, seemingly intent on destroying local journalism.
And he has. He has succeeded.
Vanity Fair called him the grim reaper of American newspapers.
Wow.
So who owns WGN then? Because didn't that used to be a Tribune property?
I don't know. But this Tribune, one of the most gorgeous buildings on the Miracle Mile is the Tribune Tower. Well, they're not even there anymore.
But how about this? Okay, Cornell and Wharton. His younger brother, Russ Smith, founded the Baltimore City Paper and the Washington City Paper, which he sold for $4 million, and in 89 founded the New York Press. So he's a newspaper guy.
But he's just in it.
No, he's not.
GN is owned by Nexstar Media Group. They also own
Way to go, radio. John.
Speaking of the Pioneer Press, they're reporting after a well-attended return last summer from a three-year hiatus, Grand Old Day will once again mark the start of summer in St. Paul. One-day street festival, bills itself as the largest such event in the Midwest, will take place Sunday, June 2nd. This year's event will include 6 music stages, a parade, beer gardens, a 3K fun run, and live wrestling. As for music...
Wrestling. As for music,
co-presented with Minnesota Public Radio's the current local pop band Yam House will headline. The rest of the music lineup will be announced over the next month or so. In national and international stories, President Biden yesterday warning Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that future U.S. support could hinge on protecting civilians and aid workers in Gaza, signaling the first time the White House would reassess backing Israel's war. In a phone call, Biden demanded an immediate ceasefire in Gaza and urged Netanyahu to empower his negotiators to conclude a deal to bring Israeli hostages home, according to a White House statement. The call came just days after Israel killed 7 aid workers from World Central Kitchen in what Netanyahu has described as a tragic mistake. Those deaths have ignited a firestorm of international outrage at Israel's conduct. During the tense half-hour call, Biden urged Netanyahu to take immediate steps to, in his words, address civilian harm, humanitarian suffering, and the safety of aid workers.
John, we better go get Patrick, or we'll lose him.
Yes, Andy, will.
You're up.
Where is he? Let's go here.
What do you want me to do, welter?
Yes, please.
Why?
Because it's heating season.
Oh, I didn't know it was the season of heat. So if your buddy is the heat miser from, what is that, Santa Claus is coming to town, I think?
Sure.
You need to make sure if the heat miser visits your house and it's time to turn on your air conditioning unit and it's not working properly, well, you better get your rear end to welterheating.com. If you click on the blog icon, you may have your question answered for free. They go over many different issues. If you have a specific problem, you want to call for a tune-up, a human being answers the phone during business hours. And that's 612-825-6867. But you don't have to remember that number. In fact, forget I even gave that number. Just go to welterheating.com. Certified techs will work on your heating unit and shut it down maybe for the year when it's time. Get that cooling unit ready and tuned up. And also the air purification system that you've neglected. Welter Heating has certified techs. They've got 120 years underneath their belt, and they've got 4 generations of the Welter family. That should be enough. But it's not enough. They're also garage logicians. So if it doesn't need major work, they're going to tell you. They're going to be up front. You can trust our family friends at welterheating.com. 612-825-6867. Oh, yeah. Forget that number. Go to welterheating.com. Air condition or heat your shelter with Rick and Ray N. Welter.
That's the wrong stinger.
That was brief.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention,
please.
Can
I hear the music?
This will be a top 5 appearance from Patrick Royce in the history of Garage Logic.
I'm not saying so. What's your problem?
I don't think it's that big of a deal.
What?
I don't think it's
I don't think it's too much to ask of a lifelong friend, okay? It's
yeah.
Years together.
Yeah.
So I went to see the doc this week, right? The doctor for my every 3 years physical.
Sure.
But instead of the colonoscopy, Joe, they now, apparently, you're supposed to send a sample of your...
of your product.
Material, yeah. Of your waste material.
Nope.
In a little box down to Rochester.
Sure.
Do you wrap it?
Nothing. A little box. No, this is what the deal is, you know. We got to get the sample, and it's a little box. It's about the size of a Moeller Jewelers bracelet box,
right?
You know, about that size, right? And here's the deal.
Yeah,
I'd ask Johnny Height, but I've already got enough favors from him on streaming. You know, and
yeah,
he called me on a stream, so I can't ask him.
Yeah.
Kenny, I might ask Kenny to use his little chair, but my fat ass, I'd probably break the damn thing.
Right.
Oh, Mr. Chair?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Chair, the little chair. I might break Mr. Chair, so I can't ask Kenny.
Right.
And Rook, the busy band, going back and forth to the airport all the time.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Reaver's got the kids, you know, he's got the kids, he's running around.
It can't be diluted, anyway. You can't mix it with toilet water either, it's got to be straight.
So when I get here Monday, Joe, between, you know, you always take that little break between Garage Logic.
Yeah.
And,
not sure where this
and the start of sports, you know, Monday Night Sports
Talk. Right.
Just a small favor. Would you hold the box?
Oh, yikes.
Yeah. That's kinship.
It'd have to be a shoebox. Or a great big Amazon packing box. Yeah.
I think we lost Kenny.
No, the answer is no.
No. I know that. I thought maybe that'd be your answer, but you can think it over. For
I'm not going to think about it.
Take the weekend to think it over.
The answer is no.
I'm having a heart attack.
Stop it.
Monday, if Casey changes your mind, I'll bring the box in.
Hey, Sooch, hold that box steady. Here comes another one.
Quit wiggling the box.
My only other option is...
I don't want to hear your other options.
He'll do it.
To go out about 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yep.
And down there by the curb where all the dog walkers walk by.
Yeah. Right.
And then, you know, kind of do your business out there. And then... next time, then just keep watching for one of the dog walkers to come by and ask them to pick it up for you.
Yeah. I can actually tell you how to do this.
Oh, God.
Royce, here's what you do. You actually do use Mr. Chair, but you place it over a 5-gallon pail.
Oh.
And then you gather your sample from the pail.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. All right. I don't know.
And you know what, Patrick? I don't think...
I still make when push comes to shove.
Don't say push.
Rook might, I think Joe might.
No, Joe won't.
Yeah. You know what? I don't think it's too much to ask after a 50-plus year friendship.
Yes. Not hold the box. I'm not doing it.
That should be the State Fair T-shirt. I'm not holding the box.
Oh, my God, Ross, write that down. Wait, Pat, can I ask, just before Joe gives his final answer, do we have the gloves? I mean, do you have him with equipment that would necessitate said hold?
I don't know, but I went to bed the night I got that, I started thinking, how am I going to do this? And I said, my friend Joel, help me. No, Joe,
I have some gloves that are...
Can you imagine?
Do you know that Caitlin Clark really wanted to go to Connecticut?
No, don't. No, Joe, no.
Pat, he's holding out right...
Imagine what a defeat this would be in the game of flaws if I had.
Oh, God, no.
You can't go there, and no. I'll give you that. No. You can't go there.
Joe, I have some gloves used for trapping that go right up to your shoulders, so you can put those on.
Pat, he's holding out right now, but I think he's got his number. I think he's got a number in mind as far as payment.
Oh, my God.
I think he's got a number.
Not for $1 million.
The best was when Patrick said, well, just think about it over the weekend.
Yeah.
You know,
give me a call.
We've been looking for a way.
I'll get your official answer when I see you Monday.
Yeah. Oh, we've been looking for a way to take this show viral.
Yes.
I think this could be the
Here
ticket.
We go.
Oh, you mean videotape?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
To film it.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I do have a grabber.
That
I could hold the box with the grabber and you kind of just look
there,
the other way.
Johnny's got his right there.
There's John's got the same thing. That's I have one of those.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Kenny, how big is Mr. Chair?
Yeah, it's the standard toilet seat size. You know, Royce, I've been asked to do this twice in my lifetime by doctors, and both times I just told them right to their face, no, this is not going to happen. No, I'm not doing this.
Willing to risk it. Willing to risk it.
Did you know that Caitlin Clark really wanted to go to Connecticut? I didn't know that until today.
And they didn't recruit her?
They didn't pay her any mind at all.
Well, you know where she almost went, Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Muffin McGraw, the coach there, was very good, very successful, won a national title once, beat UConn a few times, wanted to use that good Catholic upbringing of hers and get her to Notre Dame, and she was kind of leaning towards Notre Dame, but then the Iowa Allegiance got to her, so she went there. I didn't know she wanted to go to UConn, though.
There's a grade school in St. Paul called Highland Catholic Grade School.
Oh, yes.
And she has a connection to Highland Catholic Grade School because her boyfriend is the son of some family that's always sent their kids to Highland Catholic.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
So she's virtually from Highland Park.
Well, wait a minute. Okay. She's McCaffrey's. Yeah.
Isn't that McCaffrey's kid?
It's McCaffrey's
yeah. Well,
kid.
His daughter is his wife, McCaffrey's. Wife is the basketball player, Maggie, whatever her name is, from Crete and Durham.
Nolan.
Maggie Nolan was a great player.
Yeah.
And if you think Fran McCaffrey can rag the officials, you should see Maggie.
Yeah.
Maggie.
It's something like that. I know there's a connection there somehow.
Maggie Nolan. Well, that's it. Maggie Nolan.
Yeah.
That's her son, you know. So she's married to McCaffrey.
I know you were desperately trying to change the subject, Joe, but just in case this helps sway your decision, I'm on the Mr. Chair website, and there are reclining options.
Well, don't look at me. I'm not the one looking for Mr. Chair.
Right. Bring it over.
My Mr. Chair is homemade.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
No,
finally did something with that toilet that's out in front of your place, huh?
No. This has been passed down generation. This is a hand-me-down generation
it's
to generation.
This goes way back.
I've been through that town that Kenny hangs out in, and you can do it right in the middle of the street.
Yep.
Just go to light rail. Go do it on light rail. Everybody else does.
Did you ever think you'd look so forward to a women's college basketball game?
No, I did not.
Neither did I.
Astounding. It is astounding. And they did $12.5 million. Now, I don't think Friday night's a great night for TV watching, but I bet they do $12.5 million again at least. And
it's the 8 o'clock game, correct? It's the second game?
Oh, yeah, of course. Even if it was set up the other way, they would have flipped it to those two in prime time. And Paige Beckers is really playing good.
Where did she go to Hopkins?
Yep.
Hopkins, yes. She was part of that all-star team at Hopkins. But I saw her play a couple of times, and she was very giving to her teammates. She had a lot of stars, and she let them go and score. She didn't score 40 unless she had to, you know. She let the other one shoot.
Your twins did not fare well yesterday.
Oh, God, was that boring.
Yeah.
What a boring game. You know what? I actually wrote this for tomorrow. We thought we solved the problem with the pitch clock, but the problem now is nobody swings. They all wait. You know, they're all waiting until they get two strikes on them. And, you know, if you throw them a fat pitch between there. They'll hit it, but they won't swing. And if you're Edouard Julian, you won't swing even when it's strike three.
Yeah. They're all trying to hit home runs, too.
Yep, that's all they're trying to do. You know that we not only set the record for most strikeouts by a team last year in the history of Major League Baseball, we shattered it. It was like a pretty big margin. And even with Joey Gallo gone, they managed to strike out 15 times yesterday. Mm-hmm.
Scotty Scheffler's a native Texan. Why in God's name wouldn't he be playing this weekend? Is he resting up for the Masters?
Yeah, I mean, he's been playing. They've been beating him up to get him to show up for these.
I think he has played three straight weeks, yeah.
And, you know, if he doesn't show up for the secondary events, they got nobody. So, I don't know. I'm very nervous about what LIV is doing to golf on a weekly basis. These tournaments, they got guys every week, some guys winning it that I never heard of.
Right.
Again, last week, I don't know who these guys are.
A German guy. Yeah. He's lived in America forever, but he's a German guy.
Yeah. That's the great thing about the Ryder Cup. Like, 9 out of the 12 guys live in Orlando, you know, mm-hmm. play for Europe. You know, they all live over here. But, yeah, I don't know. I'm Eldrick's going to play, right?
Yeah, I saw a report earlier in the week, but I discounted it because it was on social media, but it said he withdrew from the Masters. Well, I can find no verification of that.
No, that people are doing that just to get hits and stuff like that. You know, so they're putting a lot of BS information out there. But that, I think he's plans to play, but boy, he might have to get up there and not, you know, feel like he can play.
I have a relative who has landed a gig with the Masters.
Oh,
and she, really? This will be her second year. Uh-huh. It's quite interesting.
Profitable?
And she sent a note saying to her, the males of her extended family, if you want Masters gear, let me know. And I said, well, I think you should get a quarter zip for all the guys in the family. You know how much a quarter zip costs?
Oh, my God.
With discount?
$400.
$389. Oh, I said, forget that. I don't want anything.
You had to buy one for everybody?
No, I'm not buying them. For the hell with it. I'm not buying them. No, that's outrageous.
Did this young lady learn her golf knowledge from her grandfather?
Probably her father would be better.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Did she ever play?
Yeah. Yeah, she was on a team in high school.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, I'm sure the tips are rather large down there.
No, she works in an area where that tipping is not allowed unless Michael Jordan wants to hand you $100. You get to keep it, but you don't get to. There are no tips expected.
No gratuities,
right?
But those cash ones are even better than the ones that
right.
Are
stick the hun in your pocket and say thank you, Mr. Jordan.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah.
How much did you lose today, Mr. Jordan?
Right. Or Mr. Gates.
Right.
Hey, yeah. one last thing. What do you think of the A's going to Sacramento for 3 or 4?
I don't like it. They're going to go to a 10,000-seat ballpark. They're going to be like the Arizona Coyotes or whatever the hell they are.
And they know what they're going to call themselves? The A's.
Just the
we're
A's.
Not Sacramento. We're not Oakland. We're not Las Vegas. The Las Vegas thing ain't ever going to get done, I don't think.
It's going to be built on the site of the Tropicana, right on the strip.
9 acres. 9 acres.
Yeah.
For God's sakes. Put it out in the desert, you dummies.
Yeah.
You
know, so. I'll see you Monday. Don't bring a box.
Okay, we'll get an official decision Monday.
Bring a box lunch.
Official decision
bring a box lunch.
You've got my official decision.
I think there's a chance.
Yep, yeah, he's got a number. Yeah. He's got a number in mind. Yeah.
I'm going to send him a list of all the great things I've done for him.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
I'll look for that.
That's going to help.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Like, not you, calling
you
on the
what?
Masters.
If you know what? If you're looking
Freddie
at
Freddie Couples one.
Making a supply like that, might I suggest you hydrate?
Okay.
With the best.
Yeah, you better be ready.
Hofferman Water and Kinetico.
Water.
Here's the deal, dummies. Get on the schedule right now. Oh, by the way. Let's congratulate Hofferman Water has been so thankful for all of you GLers who have signed up. They're with us for another year.
Wonderful.
Woo. Thanks, Hofferman Water and Connecticut. So get on that schedule today like a lot of you GLers already have. 612-895-2440 or just go on their website, HoffermanWater.com. They are the best. I had my system installed a number of years ago in both my previous home and my current home. I'm really, really happy with the switch and the quality of my water, and I know that you will be too. Hofferman Water and Connecticut offer sales, service, and rental options for water treatment systems. That includes water softeners, iron, rust, and odor filtration systems, and of course, brand new drinking water systems. It's going to make an amazing difference in the quality of your water. I am living proof of that. HoffermanWater.com. Please, when you make your appointment with them, let them know that you heard about them on the Garage Logic podcast. Hofferman Water has been proudly serving the state of Minnesota for over 50 years. Like I said, mention the Garage Logic podcast. Rolling, gentlemen.
Finally, thank God today is Friday. TGTI Friday. It's the scramble.
MGLS, Maple Grove Lock and Safe, the Liberty Safe Sale on the Fat Boy Junior Extreme and the Colonial 23. That ends on Monday, the 8th. You got to hop over to MapleGroveLockAndSafe.com, brand new website, relaunch, as the kids like to say. And that's where you'll see that anything you need related to locks or keys or any of that stuff can be handled with Rich at Maple Grove Lock and Safe. He's been doing it his whole life, and even better, Rich carries the best in the country at Maple Grove Lock and Safe, the Liberty Safe. The sale happening now that's ending soon. Save $710 on the Fat Boy Junior Extreme, excuse me, and $400 on the Colonial 23. The Liberty is your best option in the United States for a safe. They have the best warranty, fully transferable. They have the best fire protection, and even more important than all of that, the best selection. And GLers, you always get something extra when you shop at Maple Grove Lock and Safe. One of those things, 15% off all small, quick combo and key vaults. Also, if you buy an electrical accessory kit, Rich will throw that thing in there for free. Maple Grove Lock and Safe, 6901 East Fish Lake Road, and that fancy new relaunched website, MapleGroveLockAndSafe.com.
Yep. May I ask a question?
Sure.
From a tactical standpoint.
Sure.
What type of stance will you have when you hold the box?
I'm not doing that.
Oh, okay. Holding the box.
Only because holding they the come box. To us all the way from the traveling Lymans who are quartered in Apache Junction, Arizona.
Right.
On this day,
let's go.
1830, the first work of fiction set in Minnesota, a collection of stories about fur traders and Native Americans called Tales of the Northwest, was published in Boston. The author was William J. Snelling, the son of Hosiah Snelling, for whom Fort Snelling is named. On this day,
April 5th,
Minnesota went dry. The citizens of the territory approved a prohibition bill by a vote of 853 to 662. The measure, which would have outlawed the manufacture and sale of alcoholic beverages, was declared unconstitutional in November. On this day,
April 5th,
In 1876, the Bohemian Reading and Educational Society of McLeod County ordered a set of Czech readers. The society met regularly for more than 60 years, usually in Bohemian Hall, located between the towns of Silver Lake and Hutchinson. I have no idea what any of that meant. On this day,
4-5.
In 1904, Richard Eberhardt was born in Austin. A poet and a teacher, he won the Pulitzer Prize for his selected poems, 1930 to 1965, in 1966. He won that award. And I find this one uncanny. On this day.
You're talking about April 5th.
In 1929, a tornado killed three people as it moved from Lake Minnetonka to Minneapolis in Fridley and into Chisago County. That was the same as it happened in May of 1965. Hmm. It had that same direction.
Wow.
Those famous tornadoes in early May of 65. Hmm. Went right over Fridley. Right
straight
in
up,
there.
Straight up
the... And finally on this day.
April 5th, Joe.
This day in 1937, the People's Lobby occupied part of the state capitol while demonstrating for a depression relief bill. 200 protesters heckled legislators and spent the night in the Senate chamber.
Hmm.
Not much different than today, is it?
Right.
Right. Thank you.
And I guess we have to look forward to...
But I want to tell you about renewal.
Sure, but before you get to that, on April 8th, which is Monday... We will not only have a solar eclipse in the studio, we'll have a full moon.
That's right.
Hey-o!
Say for they.
What's your number?
Still,
what's your number?
Only because they're brought to you was brought to you by Renewal by Anderson, a J.D. Power Award winner with the highest customer satisfaction among window and patio door manufacturers 4 years in a row, the most five-star reviews. You can find all of this verification on their website. These people are trustworthy, respectful, caring, and absolutely delightful. You've seen their trucks around. These Acclaim Windows award-winning are made right here in Minnesota. Not only windows, but patio doors and entry doors. They're the best, and they can prove it. So if you're in the market for windows, check out Renewal's Acclaim Replacement Windows. Renewal by Anderson has the best products and the best service. Learn more at renewalbyanderson.com/GarageLogic or call Renewal by Anderson at 651-705-6931.
And... let me just say on behalf of the entire Garage Logic staff, if you have not already signed up for the Garage Logic Town Council, then boy, did you miss out today. Because there, you can get full video and full show audio, including before and during and after the show with the entire GL crew. Imagine what they're going to get on Monday.
Chris, I don't know if that's a sales point for today.
Ooh. Got a little messy.
Yeah, so to speak. Yeah.
Joe, hold that box still.
Hang on here. Hey, stand still.
You will even get your own official member card and a certificate from the mayor himself, along with invites to exclusive events. Maybe an upcoming announcement on Monday in that regard. Yeah, you just got to learn more about the town council and become a member right now at GarageLogic.com. What size is that box going to be, you think?
Yes, it is.
Yes, sir.